the rest of the story. My name is Canonero, and I am the unhappiest horse in the world. I am jammed into a cargo plane amid crates of ducks and chickens, headed for I dare not imagine where. Oh, I was a racehorse once, though you'd never know that to look at me now. Not with that ugly, backward-bending foreleg of mine. Not here among the poultry crates. My career, such as it was never promising. Because of my deformity, I was given away as a colt. Given away, and then sold for practically nothing to a Venezuelan businessman. He turned around and gave me to his son-in-law. I don't think he liked his son-in-law very much. But anyway, my most recent owner, Pedro Baptista, carted me all over South America to run in cheap races. I must not have done well, because here I am with the ducks and the chickens. This is the second rattletrap cargo plane they put me in today. The first one caught fire on takeoff and had to turn back. Even this one started falling apart and had to land again to get fixed. But now it's much later. And now I'm going to tell you what happened in the meantime. After that cargo flight, they shoved me into the back of a truck, which drove off and promptly broke down. After repairs were made, it was still a long, long ride. So by the time I arrived at my destination, I had lost 80 pounds. But the good news was, it was not the slaughterhouse. It was another racetrack. When my handler took me out for exercise, onlookers would laugh. Maybe it was my deformed leg, or the simple rope tied around my neck, or the sight of the young boy who rode me bareback around the track. They clocked my practice laps preposterously slow, suggesting that I had no business here at all. But no, concluded Mr. Baptista, I was to be run, if only one last time. Out of the starting gate, I quickly fell to 16th position. By the half-mile pole, I had dropped back to 18th. Everyone, including my jockey, figured that I would finish last. But then, incredibly, those magnificent horses whose dust I had been eating, all of them, as though conspiring to do so, began slowing down. And soon I was halfway up in the pack and gaining ground and then actually pulling into the lead, and I held on to that lead as long as I had to. I won. Yes, I won. My bewilderment was obscured by the thrill of the moment as I trotted back to the grandstand. But the stone-silent spectators, even then, had no idea who I was. Somebody called my owner back in Venezuela and told him of my victory, and he shouted, "That's a sick joke," and hung up. For he, as everyone else, had neglected to consider that after training and competing 3,000 feet above sea level, my stamina in oxygen-rich air would be virtually boundless. Through the streets of Caracas, they danced and sang all night, celebrating what I had done. But as you now recall the triumphs of Canonero II, including the Preakness that same sweet springtime of 1971, you'll picture me among the ducks and the chickens in a cargo plane on fire, ignominiously en route to the world's most famous finish line, and a race which you have come to call the Kentucky Derby. Only now and henceforth you will know the rest of the story.